brought to you by the same company that delivered the U.S. Air Force T-6A and U.S. Navy T-6B. The Beechcraft, registered at 6 Wolverine, is a multi-mission aircraft system designed to meet a wide variety of warfighter needs and accommodating 95% of the aircrew population. World-class Lockheed Martin A-10C mission computer with CMC Esterline glass cockpit and flight management systems command the AT-6 Wolverine. The AT-6 provides the most powerful Allied-compatible ISR and targeting suite available, with an L3 Westcam MX-15D multi-sensor suite, which provides color and IR cameras, a laser designator, a laser illuminator, and a laser rangefinder. This mission-ready aircraft leverages significant Department of Defense investment in people, platforms, and programs to meet light attack and armed reconnaissance requirements. The AT-6 Wolverine covers a wide mission spectrum that includes training, manned intelligence surveillance and reconnaissance, ISR, and light precision attack. Its non-traditional capabilities are ideal for internal defense and civil support missions. Despite the Air Force's stated intention and the widespread assumption that a low-cost off-the-shelf light attack airplane would primarily perform counterinsurgency missions, it seems entirely conceivable that the plane could have limited uses for major power warfare as well. The Air Force's light attack aircraft program, including both the Sierra Nevada Embraer A-29 Super Tucano and Textron AT-6, seeks aircraft optimized for counterinsurgency and other types of warfare wherein the U.S. Air Force largely has aerial dominance. Given this mission scope, the planes are not intended to mirror the speed, weaponry, or stealth attributes of a fifth-generation fighter, but rather offer the service an effective attack option against ground enemies such as insurgents who do not present an air threat. The combat concept here: should the Air Force engage in a substantial conflict with a major, technically advanced adversary, would be to utilize stealth attack and advanced fifth-gen fighters to establish air superiority before sending light aircraft into a hostile area to support ground maneuvers and potentially fire precision weapons at ground targets from close range. Over the course of history, there have certainly been instances wherein mechanized forces advanced into heavy combat while still maintaining air superiority. Fast advancing infantry need to maneuver through a complex battle space and great power war, wherein they will not only need ground-based supportive fire but also close air support similar to that which the light attack aircraft can provide. Following an initial Air Force light attack aircraft experiment earlier in the developmental process, which included assessments of a handful of off-the-shelf options, the Air Force streamlined its approach and entered a second phase of the program. The second phase included live-fly assessments of the aircraft in a wide range of combat scenarios. The service chose to continue testing two of the previous competitors from its first phase, Textron's AT-6 and the Sierra Nevada / Embraer A-29 Super Tucano. Now, amid some ongoing uncertainty as to the actual Air Force plan for the program, the service appears to be surging ahead with two options. Earlier this month, the service announced it would sole source A-29 Super Tucanos and Textron's AT-6 Wolverine. A formal solicitation from the Air Force says it is anticipated that formal solicitation will be released in May of 2019, and a contract will be awarded in the fourth quarter of FY19. The emerging aircraft is envisioned as a low-cost, commercially built, combat-capable plane able to perform a wide range of missions in a less challenging or more permissive environment. The idea is to save mission time for more expensive and capable fighter jets, such as an F-15 or F-22, when an alternative can perform needed air-ground attack missions, such as recent attacks on ISIS. Air Force officials provided these light attack assessment parameters to Warrior Maven during an earlier analysis phase of the program. Basic surface attack assess impact accuracy using hit or miss criteria of practice or laser-guided bombs and unguided or guided rockets. close air support, CAS, assess the ability to find, fix, track targets and engage simulated operational targets while communicating with the Joint Terminal Attack Controller, JTAC. Daytime Ground Assault Force, GAF, assess aircraft endurance, range, and ability to communicate with ground forces through unsecure and secure radio and receive tactical updates. Rescue Escort, RESCORT, assess pilot workload to operate with a helicopter, receive area updates and targeting data, and employ ballistic, unguided or guided rockets and laser-guided munitions. Night CAS, assess pilot workload to find, fix, track, target and engage operational targets. The Textron Aviation at 6 is the other multi-role light attack aircraft being pursued by the Air Force. Like the A-29, the aircraft's weapons and communication technologies position it for a wider swath of combat missions than may have initially been intended for the program. The AT-6 uses a Lockheed A-10C mission computer and a CMC Esterline glass cockpit with flight management systems combined with an L-3 Westcam MX-HA-15D multi-sensor suite, which provides color and IR sensors, laser designation technology, and a laser rangefinder. The aircraft is built with an F-16 hands-on throttle and also uses a Sparrowhawk HUD with integrated navigation and weapons delivery, according to Textron Aviation information on the plane.